It's Tabletop Time!
And myself, I am Dave.
I myself am Elle.
Me, Murray.
I myself am Jen.
I don't have a creative way to say I'm Jazza.
I'd like to say thank you to everyone for showing the first follower principle in effect, because there was no reason for you all to adopt that weird way of introducing yourself that I did, but you did.
We are all sheep.
That's teamwork. That's what we love to see.
I'm different.
In last week's episode of Pokemon, wow, did we meet Tegan's shroomish brick wall as Stormy was thoroughly defeated by a tier 2 shroomishes.
I know it's been a whole week, but it feels fresh.
Yeah, it just shows.
It just shows. Hurts me.
It's getting right here still.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes to show what happens when your type matchups aren't good for the for your better Pokemon. So I think
we've had two examples recently.
Yeah. Well, Stormy
wasn't bad against
you, but you hadn't leveled up your Pikachu at all. You caught Pikachu in the first or second episode, and you basically haven't leveled it up.
Kabloom.
So if you'd leveled up Pikachu would have been like a toucan on by now. And would have destroyed them.
Yeah.
Or just slept. I don't know. But we now have to resolve the problem of how do we get past Pokemaniac Tegan? Well, Tegan has the answer. Well, seeing as you unfortunately didn't prove yourself Shroomish Masters, there's only one way I'm going to let you into the VIP zone.
How's that?
Well, you're going to have to show me how much you love Shroomish. And you know how to do that. Catch one!
All right.
We can probably
do
that.
Oh, no. All right.
Want a Shroomish and someone else does, you can pass up.
Look, Breloom is pretty friggin' cute. I just feel really bad. I also don't have Pokeball.
There you go.
I can give you a Pokeball.
Yeah, we've got Pokeballs.
But you don't want one. You don't want a Shroomish, do you?
I have Parrot.
How many Pokemon do you have?
Well, 3 and 4 including egg.
I check my egg. Yes. Egg check.
Finally!
It's been so long.
Make an egg check.
I need an update.
Check the egg.
Oh, no, the 3 successes.
You place your ear up to the egg. And from inside, you hear a firm tapping of a Pokemon about to hatch.
Tegan's like, is it a Shroomish?
Is it a Shroomish?
I love that you're doing it. He's like, you have to go find a Shroomish. And you're like, hang on.
You're like,
this is so much more important right now.
Right.
Your Pokemon is very soon to hatch. In fact, I would guess it's going to hatch probably in either next week or the week after's episode.
Oh my God, you guys.
That's crazy.
But not today.
Precious baby.
I'm putting back in my little baby.
Thank you, don't
okay,
you?
That was very important. Thank you for indulging me. Let's go catch a Shroomish.
Do you actually want a Shroomish?
Let's go find a Shroomish.
Then you just give it to it.
Do you want a Shroomish?
Not really.
Does anyone want a Shroomish?
I'll take
a
Shroomish.
No.
Not a waste of Pokeball on a Shroomish.
Breloom is pretty.
No one wants a Shroomish. Mean.
No.
Well, now I just feel bad for the poor Shroomish.
It was a pretty good.
Is the answer no? Is the answer genuinely no?
Put things
is
to
the
sleep.
Answer genuinely no? It's no, fine if
I
the
just,
answer
given
no.
How I just performed, feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
Because I have 3 already.
Because
I do actually like Breloom.
You've
Breloom.
Got 3?
Yeah, everyone has 3.
Tegan's made a real
three,
case
three,
for Shroomish.
4?
I have 3.
3?
I'll catch a Shroomish.
Are you sure you're going to do the socially awkward thing and just say you want it when you don't want it?
No, but I love Breloom.
Okay, so because you've said yes, Tegan is not going to give you Pokeballs and have you catch him a Shroomish for his 6th of 6 Shroomishes, and instead you'll get to keep it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
You're going to wander through the grass?
Yeah, I am.
Honestly glad that ended at 3. I don't think I could have done 6.
Yeah. Or 5. Yeah.
5.
You don't need to roll if you're going back and forth through the grass.
Close.
I'll just roll for what Pokemon turns up.
Oh, so I could get... Oh, okay.
There's not only Shroomishes here. We just got to go till we get a Shroomish.
That's why Tegan
is here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Grass...
Because it might not be you that ends up catching it, because it's going to cycle through.
Do we still have to roll for grass?
We did make a ruling that if someone really wanted
one, that they could sort
it. Just park
path. No, I said automatically I just rolled which, because you're running back and forth through the same thing.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What's the bet what? We keep killing
it's not a streamish.
Kabuto bursts out of the ground.
Oh, dear. Bah!
Hey, buddy.
Kabuto! Pokemon battle.
Anything you want to level?
Wow, you seem so enthusiastic about the Kabuto.
I mean, yeah, but it's going to absolutely kick its ass.
It's going to kick its ass?
As in, it'll get eaten by Kabuto.
Well, you can put it out first and immediately swap to the thing that's going to beat Kabuto.
Maybe it's reverse.
And it will get an experience.
Psychology. I put out Applin.
You thought it was going to go Applin fine rocks last up. Time. It didn't go fine. But now, you think it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
It's going to go fantastic.
And now you can immediately choose to swap your Pokemon if you want.
Say yes.
That. It's going to be so bad.
I'm going to.
You're going to fail.
So bad.
Does the root count for how strong I think these Pokemon are? Are they completely random?
You can move the tree.
They are getting stronger in general. Applin went in, Applin went out.
Let's do Paris.
Paris comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kabuto is using moving forward and then using Mud Shot.
I will also move forward.
You don't get to move, and you can only make a defense roll.
That's correct. Yep.
Cool. I got one success.
Three.
Cool. Next turn, I move forward.
I'm going to.
Do you move forward? Yes or no?
I will move forward. Cool. I'm going to use. Oh.
What?
I'm going to use poison powder.
Cool. Mud shot again for me. Four successes.
Oof. No.
This has stunned one and does 3 damage. And it is ground type. Does that affect bug grass? Probably not, right?
I don't think it's.
What are you, Paris? Let's find out what you
ground. Ground might be good against bug. And I had the sheet
not
up.
From what I can see.
I'm just going to look at Paris's weaknesses. Paris
it's in
is
the mod.
Paris is.
Is Paris a grass type?
Paris is something.
Yes.
It's poison bug.
Grass is
Paris is weak
ground.
To none of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's bug and leaf. Which I'm
you're resistant to ground by 4 times.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're really good against ground.
So you take -2. So you take 1 damage.
Nice.
And stun 1, so you lose a dice next turn. And Kabuto moves in close and then uses Scratch.
I'm also going to use Scratch.
Cool, cool.
So I'm rolling 4 dice.
I'm rolling 6.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
3 successes.
I also get 3 successes.
So you hit each other.
Mm.
This does 3 damage, normal type, so you're not resistant to it.
Mine also does 3 damage.
Rock type, so it is resistant to you and has 1 defense, so it takes 1. You take...
1?
It did 3 to you, so what defense do you have?
1 defense.
So you take 2. It takes 1. It has 9 health left.
You're right, okay. I'm going to call Paris back.
Okay.
And send out Lodolai.
Lodolai comes out. Okie dokie, defense roll for Lodolai as Kabuto uses Scratch and gets 3 successes.
3
as well.
Okay, yours is a defense, so you don't take any damage. Next turn, what would you like to pick?
I'm going to use... Rest?
How much?
4 damage is dealt this round. Sorry. I'm going to use Bubble Beam.
Bubble Beam? Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Kabuto is going to use Scratch. 4 successes.
3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You take 3 damage. What's your defense?
1.
Cool. So you take 2. Ouch. Scratch.
Bubble Beam again.
2 successes.
3.
You hit it. Doing how much damage?
4 damage. 4 damage.
Okay. -3. It has one defense. It has natural armor. Its trait is battle armor, which gives it plus one armor. So it has two defense. And then it's rock type. Oh, no, bubble beam, did you say?
Mm.
So, no, it actually takes two damage. So it's down to seven health.
What did it do to me, sorry?
It did four. Sorry, it did three. And then you have how much defense?
One.
So it did two damage to you.
What did you say your battle armor did?
Plus one. No, it's battle armor plus one natural armor. What's your one do?
This Pokemon ignores all abilities.
This one's newer. Okay, so I don't get plus one defense. So I'll take an extra damage. I have six health. I'll use your one. It's newer.
Sure.
Fancy symbols on it and everything.
Fancy.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So how much?
So no critical hit bonuses do anything.
Do cool. You just want to hold on to it?
I'm on six health.
Yeah, do you want to just use it?
The rest of it was identical. It's okay. Fine. I'm going to use Mega Drain.
How many dice are you rolling this?
Six.
Okay. Can you roll good?
No, you don't get to know that.
Damn it.
What are you using?
I'm going to use Yawn. So it doesn't. It's a defend attack, but if I hit the end of the next combat turn, the Pokemon you hit falls asleep.
Yep, cool. Guaranteed.
Take that, Dave.
I got five successes.
Never mind.
So I use Mega Drain, which is three damage plus one because you're water type, so four damage.
Mm-hmm.
Minus one for your defense is three damage, and it heals one health. So I go to seven. You take three. Kabuto gonna wreck your face. Kabuto gonna get ya.
I'm gonna do the same thing again. I'm gonna yawn again.
Okay. It's going to use Mega Drain again. Three successes. Jeez, I bet you wish it does another three damage to you and heals one. I bet y'all wish you had some spirit left. You hadn't burned it all fighting pointless kaboot, pointless fight.
Just rolling like garbage.
Like, how many spirit did you spend on that cat Krabby?
Oh, yeah.
I've still got seven spirit.
Yeah.
It will come back.
Berries. All the berries.
It will come back, right?
He will come back. He will come back. As Brad sits there, there's like a of water hitting him, and his trench coat gets wet. His lab coat. Kingler squirts water at you from the water.
Hey, come back here!
And then it throws its Pokeball at you.
I take it like,
And then you just absorb it back in. But it did hit you. It did bean you with the Pokeball. It didn't gently lob it. It like beans you with the Pokeball. And then you catch it.
Oh, no.
All right, Jen, what are you doing?
Bubble beam.
All right, well, guess what? It's using Mega Drain again because I'm rolling well, but I only rolled two this time.
At least you have rest. You can get the health back.
Oh, yeah, rest is OP. Two and two. You hit it. Yeah.
Great. So it's as if I'm at a third health, I get an extra +1/+1.
Yes, that's true.
So five.
So you'll do five.
Yeah.
Minus one, four, putting it to three, and it will do three to you again and heal one, going to four.
Great, I'm on one, so.
Next turn, I'm guessing you're going to use
rest.
I'm
going rest.
Cool. How's rest work? It happens automatically. You automatically heal, right?
So it's three spirit, so I have one spirit left for Lodolai. Before damage is dealt this round, restore this Pokemon maximum HP. It is now asleep, removing all other conditions.
Cool. So you roll your defensive roll now, minus two dice, because you're asleep. It will roll. I only rolled one for Mega Drain.
How much damage did she do with the Bubble Beam? Five minus one? Four?
Yeah, four.
Nice.
One. Put me to three, and then I went back up to four because Mega Drain.
Oh, Mega Drain, yeah.
And then...
That's what I was missing.
And then one versus one, so it hit you with Mega Drain again, doing three damage and healing one, going up to five health. But it's now out of spirit, so it can't use Mega Drain anymore. That's good.
Thank God. Bloody hell.
It's going to use... So now you start rolling for sleep to try and wake up. So you roll one dice on a critical, you wake up. Defense roll minus two for you. Scratch, three successes.
So one? What? Sorry.
Roll your defense roll minus two dice.
I see.
I rolled scratch. I got three successes.
Nope.
So I do 3 damage to you. Minus your defense is 2 damage.
2, so that's 7.
See if you wake up. So it's 2. Now an extra dice, yep.
Here.
Come on. No!
And then you roll defense. Minus 2. Because you're asleep.
God, cool. Dave, this is brutal. This isn't even a shroomish.
I only got...
Shroomish.
You put yourself to sleep. I only got 2 successes. You got 2, but yours is defense, so I do no damage. Roll to wake up. I will scratch you again. I got 2 successes. So you don't wake up, but now you roll your defense.
2.
Yeah, that's a success. Now try and wake up again.
The thing's being asleep is so...
Come on.
Tense and full of adrenaline.
Yes, you wake up. Now you can choose a move this turn.
I'm going to use Yawn.
Okay.
Try and put it to sleep again. Cool.
Make a roll. Sleepy I got 3 sleep. Successes.
You got 3.
It's got 6 dice.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
4.
Yes.
All right, you do Yawn. Next turn, I use Scratch again.
Wait, it falls asleep.
No, at the end of the next turn, it falls asleep.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
I see.
Scratch. I got 1 success. What are you using?
I'm going to use Bubble Beam.
Cool, go for it. You nice. Hit, dealing how much?
So I'm not at third, so it's 4, and I've got to roll a die. So 4?
No, it ignores all... critical success abilities. Okay. So it takes 3 damage and goes to 2 health, and then it falls asleep. Start of its next turn, it doesn't wake up.
Great, Bubble Beam again.
Yep, go for it.
Whee.
Crit success.
And in a spray of foaming bubbles, Kabuto faints. And you gain an experience.
Yes, for Paris.
Yes, you both.
For Applin.
You both gain an experience. Applin and...
Lot of lie.
Because it is tier 4.
Oh, boy.
Well done, Melanie.
Now let's Woo-hoo! Find a shroomish.
Who goes next?
Sorry, you said one each, right?
They are a tough cookie.
Victor. What?
You said one each, right? One XP each?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Victor, running back and forth through the grass.
Yep, let's find a shroomish.
Can this be aided by binoculars by any chance?
It doesn't need to be because we just found a shroomish! There it is. The boy himself blobbing in front of you. The mushroom spore cloud. Aww. The uncaptured master of his
I'm
senses.
I'm asleep. I'm like a
boy. Yeah, you're just
it's
out
great.
Of the game.
Yeah. I don't have to see that.
Shroomish time. Who are you sending out?
It's Shroomish
I'm
going to
send out Big Hiss.
Big Hiss. Look at Shroomish just poking up there looking grump. Well, guess what, Big Hiss?
In your arms, Brad. And she's just like, no, come on.
Sleep powder.
Shroomish nightmares.
She's having nightmares.
Didn't see that coming.
Big Hiss, was it?
Yep.
Big Hiss versus Shroomish.
Is it in range for sleep powder?
It takes a step forward. It's in range.
Okay. And I take a step forward.
This thing.
And I will use acid.
All right, sleep powder time. Boom.
Man. Big Hiss just wants to trip out in the middle of the battle.
Well, I mean, there's enough hallucinogens and sleep soporifics going around.
Get it, Victor.
2.
Oh, I got some bad news for you. I got 2 and mine's defended. No. You're asleep, buddy. You're a bloody sleep, buddy, 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 buddy.
Rip. If you have any knack, you can use it.
Do you have knack?
Or you rolled 2 or 3.
I got 2.
You know what? That's worth using.
Okay. Yeah. So you smack it with acid. How much do you do? Mark off your neck.
Yep.
Mark it off. Because you need a star piece to go to Betty Buys and get all that
3
back.
3 damage.
Okay.
Because it's poison.
So it usually does
2.
2. And you're not close. And beautiful. Okay. You do 3 damage. So it's on. It takes 2 because it's got defense. And then on a crit.
Did it have
cool.
Again?
It has, you know it had 6 because you used your thingy. It's got 4 left. And next turn, it's going to use maybe sleep powder.
Fucking hell, man.
2 successes.
You take way too much pleasure in this.
One success, actually, because I got a critical fail.
All right. Did it move forwards?
No,
it
didn't.
Okay, I move forwards again, so there's 1 spot between us. And I will use a defense roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, when the Pokemon are healed, do they get back full spirit?
What? How did you heal it? Poke Center?
Poke Center.
Yes, they get full spirit.
Okay, I do have spirit.
Nice.
Alright, ask it again.
Okay.
Two.
Two successes. Will you beat it? You do two damage to it. Effect spore does not go off. It has two health left.
Now you need to do one damage. Can I have my Pokeball back?
I gave it to Victor.
Oh, okay. fair enough.
All right. So, I actually can't do one damage to it. Unless I swap to...
But then you don't want to fall asleep if you swap. You can still catch it when it's not on one.
Yeah. No.
Correct.
I cannot do one damage to it. So I'm going to use the Pokeball.
Okie dokie.
We have
so
two Pokeballs. Shroomish. God, if we lose
to a Shroomish.
So if you lose more than one Pokeball, you're gonna be salty.
Shroomish will become all of our spoilers.
Pause everyone. I did not roll for the effect of acid in the first turn.
Oh.
Ew.
Which was on hit, roll the dice. On a success, has break one.
That's not bye. An okay.
That's bye.
Not Murray! Okay. That's Murray! I'm bullet!
Didn't affect anything anyway. So you're going to throw a Pokeball. First of all, you need to see if you hit. So it's going to roll its defensive roll. You need to beat
so gently.
You need to beat two with your trainer score plus your Pokeball bonus.
All right, which is 2, 5.
It's like kids who don't know how to bounce a football and are like
one.
Use your other neck.
No, I don't.
Wait, you only got one success.
You've
correct.
Got two necks.
No. You rolled your trainer.
Yes.
You forgot to add your trainer's supplementary ability, plus right?
Plus the other thing.
And then plus the Pokeball's bonus.
Plus the Pokeball bonus.
Two more dice.
So you should have more dice. We'll keep that, but how many more dice did you have?
Yeah, well, I only got one success from that, so another three.
Okay.
So three.
There
four.
You go.
Yay.
You got two. So you managed to hit it with the Pokeball.
Yay.
So now...
Do you catch it?
The Pokeball hits it and it gets sucked in. There's a momentary hiss of energy as the Shroomish
big hiss
goes in the ball. The ball drops to the ground.
These Shroomish, I swear to God.
The suspense.
This is as intense as the Crab King.
Now I'd like you all to look at the results of these Pokemon, of these dice.
Oh God. What are you so we didn't get.
You saw a critical failure.
Yeah.
A failure and a success.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's not great.
Thankfully, Shroomish has a catch rate of one.
Why would you do that?
And by being under half health, you auto caught it with a Pokeball.
Freaking drama, man!
All right, Shroomish joins the party.
Oh my God!
What are you gonna call him?
Call him Bloomin' Onion.
Can you call him, like, frickin' bastard or
something? Wow.
I mean, he already looks
cool. Call him I Hate You, and then he can be like, hey, I hate you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Supporting the love.
Shroomish, Shroomish, of course, now that it's captured, nuzzles up to you, letting out a little fart of gas.
What is it?
That makes
really
a fart noise.
Irritating, you could name him just to irk the person
Shormy.
That we're trying to get on the good side of. Gloomish. Or
did
like,
you say
no.
Stormy?
No, I said Stormy.
So evil.
Hat.
I'm going to call it... We've got Big Hiss, we'll have Lil Un.
Lil Un.
Oh. It's like a...
Lil Un.
Yeah.
Okay,
Lil
I like
un.
It.
Lil Sometimes un. You say Lil One.
Lil Un.
Lil Un.
Lil Un.
Cute.
Blissfully
oh my
unaware.
God, Big Hiss is like Big Kiss.
I'm just going to roll a dice. Just because you guys are so nag on Shroomish.
Sure.
I'm just going to roll a dice.
Like
I said that in Big You guys were pooing off
the floor.
Everything's
just,
fine.
I just
Everything's
felt
fine.
Bad.
Hey, justified.
All right.
Thank
you catch the Shroomish. Do you head back to Tegan?
Sure, well, I mean, I'm no longer in the lead.
Man, who's in the lead now?
That'd be me.
And we're on a boat because I smacked the entire rig.
Ooh.
Whoops. Okay, Brad, you head on up to Tegan.
Well, I think you'll find we're as good a Shroomish fans as anyone. We caught one. No sweat. Show him, Victor.
So, sort of holding the Shroomish.
I'm so glad that you've caught a Shroomish and... I know that, you know, your little one got really angry and you got grumpy that you were losing against a great Pokemon.
She's still asleep.
I just...
She's young. She hasn't eaten.
I think that Shroomish gets a bad rap because it's like a mushroom and it has a grumpy face. And we should all learn to love Shroomish and appreciate it. And I'm sure now that you have Shroomish as a partner Pokemon, you'll learn to love Shroomish and all its good qualities as well. I really hope you and Shroomish have a great Pokemon adventure together. And, of course, you can go up to the Shroomish fans VIP zone now.
That's actually really sweet of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why is it nice?
I was always nice. You're a sleeping child.
Yeah, I've got a Shroomish and a Stormy.
I mean, I did suggest the Pokemon battle, and I thought it would be.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's at no point did I ever act negatively. Yeah. You just got really angry at my Shroomishes. You decided you hated me because you were losing. Yeah. That's the moral of what happened.
That's pretty good child look.
Yeah. And at this point,
we just as you far get further than we needed to.
You wake up. Oh, so okay. Stormy wakes up face to at the point that you're walking up the hill past into the secret VIP area. You wake up and the first thing you see is Brad cuddling a Shroomish in his arms after just showing
Victor.
Tegan.
Victor.
Oh my god, I get it wrong. You're just such a Brad Murray. Wow. You give Brad
to be fair, Brad is wearing a red shirt. So I think that could also...
Blonde red shirt.
Yeah.
Brad. No, I'm going to be honest. I think Victor is just a Brad. I think the fact, like the Pokemon Ranger evokes Brad in my head every time, whereas a Pokemon Professor is evoking Victor. Yeah. Because it's just... he's got glasses. He's a professor. Yeah. He's more of a Victor.
Yeah. That is stereotyping. Yeah, like
yes, and human brains do it accidentally all the time.
So I'm holding Stormy under one hand.
And Shroomish in the other.
So the first thing she says when she wakes up is like...
And the first thing
she's been having nightmares about.
And the first thing she hears is as a little cloud of sort of brown. It's a benign cloud of brown fart coming out of the top of it.
Just holding up Shroomish to like a blue screen.
I love him.
I'm gonna. You suddenly got like a kid scrabbling in your arms. It's actually really hard to hold.
Look, we've got a live one here.
So can we perchance have an idea for where we're going?
Sure, you've gone past Pokemaniac Tegan.
Yep.
Mr. DM.
How much XP does Big Hiss get?
Oh, yeah. What tier is Big Hiss?
Two.
Big Hiss gets one XP.
Hell yeah.
Why do you have
So Big
that?
Hiss is now on two and can level up.
Oh!
Yay.
Nice. A container!
It's always Scradley that gets this stuff.
Hey, I shared my Pokemon.
Yeah, you did. You walk up to the Silph-Co Pokemon item storage container and receive a citrus berry.
Oh, delightful.
And down Delicious. To the south, there is a pile. All there is up here is a pile of sort of Shroomish hanging out around some... fallen logs, and it's very damp, and there's lots of like undergrowth and stuff for them to enjoy. But there's some large logs and long vines that have been growing along the ground here.
Do they look like we could carry them?
With effort, yes. With some checks.
You do okay.
Them. Can I ask a real quick question?
Yeah.
Why do you have that thing?
Because we are now Shroomish experts.
Shroomish.
He gave Shroom.
No.
You're gonna make it like the friendliest, cutest thing.
It nuzzles into Victor.
Okay. I just need this. Can you please put it on your head like a hat?
Shroom.
I'm gonna take it.
That is a way better hat than
a little
guy
a little cloud of gas just comes out. Because he's like a big one of these. You know those big mushrooms that grow out in our area? They're like they grow into like a big sphere, and if you step on them, they explode. They're like spore filled. They go and they just pop out, and this like brown gas comes out of them.
I've never.
Well, I used to love stepping on them when I was a kid because you step on them, they go poof, and they just explode, and all these spores come out. Probably shouldn't inhale them.
Brad
that
does
is very satisfying. Thank you.
Take a little down, and I'm going to sort of go up to the side and like take all my Pokemon out so they can meet each other. It's just going to happen on the side.
Big Hiss and Shroomish do their best to shake hands after a friendly battle, given that neither of them have hands.
Impressive. I'm going to be honest. I think Numbush is the closest to hands that we've got here.
When's Numbush going to level up?
When's Q-Beam?
Kabloom.
Kabloom.
Going to level up or evolve? Oh, right. Level up.
One XP.
As soon as I can battle something that gives him XP.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we doing? We've got the logs. Otherwise, it's a dead end. It just heads back down, but it's a sheer drop.
So Pokemon that are sleeping, even in Pokeballs, is the only way to get them out of that
in
with
battles.
Berries or...
Yeah. Pokemon Center, berries or battles.
Pokemon Center.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to kind of just deal with it in battle.
I take my Kingla Pokeball, my Ultra Ball, and let him out, but I'm like holding my Ultra Ball right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, don't need to...
Make an authority check.
Yeah, yeah.
Kingla!
Three.
What would you like to ask it to do?
Kingla, buddy, can you please help us move these logs down to the river?
Kingla.
Please?
How would you like it to help you?
To put you
it's only 60 kilos. It's like lighter than an adult.
Oh.
It's not.
I grab one end of a log and I indicate. I'm like, come on, buddy.
We can
work together. Teamwork is how we learn to get along.
Make a strength power check.
I could carry them and I'm less than
that. You could carry a log. One of these logs. You don't know that. It's like literally a fallen tree.
Yes.
All right. I got two.
Kingla does better than you as it manages to lift with its massive claw one of the trees. But after a little while, the two of you struggle and kind of have to put it back down. Kingla goes, king, king, and Crab walks to one side and does something that you hadn't really seen, noticed, or thought about, but is very helpful. You did succeed, by the way, in your checks. Kingla starts chopping the vines that are tangling all of the wood together with its big claw, separating them and making them easier to carry.
Oh, great idea, Kingla.
Foam.
Oh, gosh.
Exciting foam.
Oh, okay.
Very clever.
So he's going to try and pick up a log and fail dramatically.
Now, you didn't know that. Roll.
I have one strength.
Oh.
And two power.
Yeah, roll. You have three dice.
I will do worse than you.
Two
successes.
I hold a twig.
You did as well as I did.
Oh yeah, I can help.
Melanie,
well, we could just like slide them off the cliff, right? We don't have to carry them all the way down. Just push them and slide them.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, roll them off the edge so we can pick them up when we go.
Can I get you to roll strength under strength engineering?
Okay.
To, you know,
come on,
maneuver
Professor.
Them, roll them down the hill without them rolling into the river. Challenge level 3.
Oh, my goodness.
4.
Well.
Nice.
All right. Between the two of you, you manage to get some of the logs. You get them to the edge of the hill, and you roll them down the cliff.
I provide emotional support because I am no help in this situation.
Do we have enough, do we think, to rebuild the bridge?
You know what? Probably. But you have to go back through the grass.
Okay. All right, everyone. I think that'll do it. Let's head back around. Follow me.
All right. Make a roll.
Bing.
Cool. You get back and find yourself face to face with Arden standing at the bottom of the hill, looking at you all with your pile of logs. And he says, so, who's skilled at lashing ropes and putting bridges together?
I can do that.
Wonderful. Get to work then.
Can I help anyhow?
I'll help.
Sure.
Is that what was our assist rule?
You just get an extra dice for each person that can help with the task, and you can help with this task. The challenge level to build a literal bridge. 5.
Oof.
All right. And what?
So you're rolling engineering. Definitely.
Can you help? Do you have an
engineering? But I'm willing to kind of let you, if you have a feeling about a trait that you might like to use.
I like to use coordination to just direct everyone in what they're doing.
Challenge level 5 means anyone who can assist could feasibly do it. So we needed to be able to have 5 dice to assist. Is that correct?
It's not how it's written, but that makes sense to me. but I was half fine with you just adding a dice.
Well, let's just do that.
Because it's a really hard check.
I'm happy to help.
So you are... So you want to use coordination to organize everyone. Okay, in that case, it'll be coordination intelligence rather than engineering something else.
Sure, okay.
And then you get 3 extra dice from everyone else.
Me and Kabloom are helping.
Sorry.
And you're chasing 5. If you fail, you're brick walled and can't proceed in the campaign. So don't fail.
2, 3. I rolled 3.
Cool. You're brick walled and you can't proceed further in the campaign.
Thanks for playing, everyone.
We're stuck here forever.
Does anyone have any resources they might like to spend?
Nope.
Cool.
I have nothing.
So in that case, you fail to make the check and you can't build the bridge because you realize you don't actually have enough logs. So you're going to have to go back up and get some more logs.
All right.
Another two dice this time.
Oh, that's 1, 2.
Okay, you head back up and I'm just going to say after enough time, you roll another couple of logs down the hill. And then you have to go back through the grass.
All right. And where is
it? And you're finally
there it is.
Blah, 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 blah.
That was the penalty, by the way. The penalty for failure was you have to do Pokemon encounters. Oh, it was here. It was actually on the thing. You know what? It was a Kabuto.
Lame.
I want to see something new. Yay! I'm re-rolling that.
You have the power.
There is a sudden... And this little thing just starts storming across to you, head lowered in a headbutt.
Oh. What hello?
No. It is a small blue dinosaur with what looks like slicked back, like trailer park hair, but it's made of like iron or something.
Do we have a thing?
We do.
We do.
Tave has a thing.
It's getting bacon. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, cool. Pokedex.
Pokedex.
Screaming thing bowing towards you. Oh.
Flip out the Pokedex.
What ho? Death approaches.
Wait, did I actually have this one written down? That would be a miracle if I did. Yes, I did. Oh my god.
The system works.
The Rockhead Pokemon. Bacon dreams of being able to fly through the air. When frustrated from not flying, Bacon uses its head to smash rocks into powder.
What's good against rock type?
Water? Ground? Grass?
Okay. I choose...
What's that?
Yep, what do you choose?
I don't know, just funny.
Water, grass. Can
I grass choose... Pokemon aren't usually blue. Just strikes me as a bit odd. Oh, whatever. Really? Whatever. Sure, it's fine.
What is it?
Water? You don't know.
I don't know. I don't think I've actually seen
it. It is called the Rockhead Pokemon. They're very, very rare, actually. They're a really rare Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Brad, I just don't know. I nearly called you Victor.
Says this Pokemon.
The screaming Pokemon.
Can I choose Kingler?
Why this thing? I want to make sure that it's correct. Oh, I've got a monitor here, so I'm fine.
It's good.
Sorry.
Can I choose Kingler?
He's so cute.
You have to make another authority check in battle.
Isn't he already out?
You'd have to make.
Yeah, I'll choose.
No, you can't use Kingler because I don't have stats for it. Yeah. So you can use Kingler from next week onwards.
Right, I'll use Fomantis.
Fomantis comes out. Okay. Bagan moves forward immediately.
Where's Fomantis?
Foamy over there.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So small.
All right, Bacon takes a step forward immediately.
Kevin Bacon.
Bacon takes a step forward.
Bagon with the wind.
Bacon is going to use Leer as it glares, eyes glinting anime style, aggressively spooky. Towards Fomantis, trying to psych it out.
Foamy, Razor Leaf!
Well, at least Foamy's got a good track record of attacking things barreling towards it.
Oof, I only got 1 success.
I only got one as well.
This is a defended ability.
You
are your defended ability.
Leah has break 1. Does Foamy have defense?
Foamy has 1 defense.
Not anymore.
No.
All right, next round. It's going to take another step forward. Okay. Foamy staying put.
Foamy is staying put and using Razor Leaf again.
And Bagan is going to rear its head back as it charges, and its cheeks puff out and its gullet thickens a little bit as
As it uses a move.
I'll tell you if it succeeds.
Three.
Four successes.
Three. Oh, you got four.
Did I?
One, yeah, two, three.
I got four.
So you both hit.
Yay.
Yeah. Bagan's mouth, like, cheeks puff up and then this jet of purple fire sprays out of its mouth directly across at Fomantis.
Fire?
Yeah, it's purple fire. Yep. The move is not fire type, though.
Okay. And I don't
think grass is weak. Nothing's weak to this, is it? Nothing's weak to it. It is three damage.
Well, I mean, the dragon's weak to it.
Dragon's weak to dragon.
You have, it's three damage.
Okay.
And what damage do you do with Razor Leaf?
Three.
Three minus one for my...
Wait. Hang on. Hold the phone. Critical hit. Let me roll one dice.
Right, what's it
Razor
got?
Razor Leaf has critical hit.
Yeah.
So let me just roll to see.
Oh.
No. Okay. It changes nothing.
Okay.
Oh, the dice.
Sure. So you do three damage. It has one defense, and it also is resistant to grass type moves. So it takes one damage. You take three, and I roll a dice on a hit. On a critical success, you are paralyzed. It is not a critical success.
I'm going to swap my Pokemon.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's going to move forward.
So
what are
I
you
just do a
swapping
defensive
to?
Roll. I'm going to swap to, well, the only one I can, which is Pyroweb.
Okay, it's going to use Headbutt.
Okay.
Pyroweb's first battle.
Four successes.
Headbutt gets two successes.
Hey.
Okay. All right, next round.
Fomantis, I choose you. No.
Wait.
The other one. Fomantis, come back.
Oh, I mean, let's see. Pyroweb. We haven't seen Pyroweb in a while. Yeah. Yay. All right, it's going to use Headbutt again. What are you using?
Have you been moving?
It's now adjacent to you.
Okay.
And you're now the correct Pokemon, which is the only model we're ever going to get for Pyroweb.
Still pretty cool, though.
Yep. Hey, I made that model. I sculpted that model.
Wow. Well, Kabloom, get out of there. Come on, buddy.
I sculpted that model, too.
He's going to use Fire Fang.
Okay, Headbutt versus Fire Fang. Let's go. Four successes for me.
One! Come on!
All right, you're so going to love this.
Uh-oh. Dave.
Six damage.
What
was the
It used Headbutt, which has plus four.
Oh.
It has plus one at close range, and its ability is Rock Head. It deals plus one damage at close range.
Youchies.
So it is good at headbutting things.
Yeah. You do one thing.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'm going to use Protective Strategy this next round.
So you obviously have Defense, which would have negated it. Like a
so
point of
five. Yeah,
cool.
Spirit. Okay.
That was a big hit. How's Pyroweb looking?
This isn't going well.
How's he looking?
I mean, bad.
I presume I can also tell, but.
Oh, I'm going to use Citrus Berry.
Nice.
On Pyroweb.
So you know that means you have to make a defense roll, right?
Because it's an action.
Oh.
Eating berry takes Pokemon turn.
Okay. Yep.
Nice.
It's going to use Leer. It gets two successes.
Freaking one. Goodness. I still use the thing.
Yeah, right?
Still
eats the berry. Yeah. It's just you get hit by Leer. So that has break one. So you gain four health, but you now have no defense.
Yeah, okay.
Ugh. Oh, no, it's only... Oh, okay. Oh, it's only 50-50. It goes off. Yeah.
Hang on. If I gave my Pokemon one defense that round, does it...
Defense is... No.
It's defense.
Yeah, but you don't magically get a shield against moves that lower your defense. That's not how it works.
Didn't break my...
No, it doesn't break your temporary defense that disappears. It removes your armor.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to do the same thing.
So the way that would work, but just so you're clear on the rules of that, the way that would work mechanically is break says it would remove one armor. You would have one armor on your Pokemon, but your ability would say plus one defense this round. So break would destroy their armor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to use headbutt.
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 Look how freaking cute it is.
Oh, you know what I have to say?
I feel no guilt ever because everything that you go, oh my God, that's so good, you can put it in a ball and use it.
Yeah.
Like, you can have this. This can be yours. Yeah, so true. If you think it's strong, catch it. All right.
This too can be yours. If only you dial now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dial one to die.
It was the continuous shrubbish. When are you going to get five?
You just got so unlucky.
When are you going to get five?
No.
You could use the same strategy.
And get five shrubbishes?
Yeah. You just got bullied by the universe.
Yeah. We're going to use the strategy called Bagan uses headbutt.
I'm going to use fire fan.
No! Oh my god.
Swap the dice.
No! No, God!
That is the worst. That is six out of six failures.
Hey.
Oh, and this is the worst part is this is Pyroweb's first battle after evolving. Maybe you have stacked new abilities. You are a fresh piece of beefcake. You got that. Like, every ability is doing minimum 3 damage with extra stats. You got that 10 health. You got that defense. You got the +1 to attack at each range.
It's getting used to its new body. It's getting grown.
You take 6 damage.
How much health has it got?
3.
Oof. 3 now?
Yeah.
Hey, at least that activates its fire ability, so it gets +1 damage with fire attacks.
That's
now.
That's true. Can I please use Kingler?
No.
There are no stats. You used some. Just give me those stats, Dave. Give them to me. What were they?
Roll an authority check.
Against the GM. Oh, dear.
1.
Okay. So you send out Kingler. Do you withdraw your Pokemon?
Lesson learned.
Because you do. So you throw out the Pokemon, and what do you say to Kingler? Kingler, let's bring out Kingler, everyone. So Pyroweb comes back. So your authority check was a 1. So Kingler comes back out. What do you say to Kingler?
Kingler, get him!
He's waiting for all the games to give you.
Can you make it a Kingler, get him? All right, so you throw out...
Kingler, get him, roll.
Just picks up Brad.
Can you roll your trainer skill, please?
Okay. I got 2.
Kingler turns around, looks left, looks right, looks at you, and goes, Kingler, Kingler! And then smacks you over the head with its giant claw. As if in response to Kingler, get him. How much health do you have?
2.
Okay, you're now on 0 health.
Are you freaking kidding me?
You are injured. So you get clobbered over the head. I need you to make...
Oh, he's got the big boo-boo on his head.
Yeah, you have a big lump on your head. This is very Pokemon.
Yeah.
I need you to make a resistance. And I'm going to say... resistance and body. This is very... we'll just try it out.
This has such vibes.
Challenge level?
James.
Challenge level 2, because you took 2 damage.
Because I got nothing.
You got all successes.
All failed.
So Brad's eyes just turn into X's, like Ash Ketchum style, and this big welt goes on his head, and then he just falls backwards like a board. Then Kingler grabs his belt with all his Pokeballs on it. And takes with his claw, pulls his belt off, his pants come with.
Oh no!
And then Kingler just runs off and jumps in the water in the river.
Oh, his trousers are wet.
And Brad is now unconscious. He has no Pokemon and no pants.
And does he have the classic, like, white with red love
heart? Oh, yeah. White with red and love heart undies. And, like, long socks with, like, socking suspenders and shoes. Yeah, you're a professor. But your shoes are still on. And Brad, you are now unconscious.
His bacon run off. It runs in the family.
And bacon runs.
He is very confused.
I guess one of you could step into the fight.
Okay.
Does one of you want a bacon?
I mean, yes.
Do we have a Pokeball? You have a Pokeball.
But, yeah.
We have a Pokeball.
You have a moment to have this conversation.
You've got the Pokeball.
Do you want to go there?
I love that you pushed so hard when I said no. I'm like, no, we're not doing Kingler until next episode. You pushed and you rolled one.
The lesson is finally I only rolled two.
If you want to.
Because I roll in stats to defend, I only got two.
Because I met a
If you want to take a shot.
It's good. It's
do you want a redemption, Stormy? Do you want,
Stormy wants redemption.
You want redemption. You can take
the Pokeball. No one makes my cousin unconscious the same way I was.
So Stormy dives in. Is that correct?
Stormy's trigger is people going unconscious.
Yes.
What do you throw out?
Oh, dear.
Cutie.
Okay.
Which I think is effective against dragon.
Go for it.
Is cutie fairy type?
Yes. Cutie is fairy type.
Psychic fairy or just fairy?
Psychic fairy.
Psychic fairy.
Do I just roll defense?
No, you can just step in and fight as normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, headbutt, which does 6 damage.
Oh, so true.
Put it. Can you do an effect to it?
Yeah. I will do confusion.
You're going to do confusion? All right. I got one success.
Whoa.
It didn't use headbutt, though.
We got
also one.
Also one success.
Do we both do damage?
The wild bagon flees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I thought that was crap.
No, coming back. It actually had no more spirit.
Yeah.
And it didn't want to use struggle because it had no abilities left.
And its flea beats my
defensive ability. Yeah, yeah. So because you rolled a one, it ran.
Yeah.
Ha! I scared it off. I were deemed Brad.
So well done, Stormy.
With Brad sort of propped up against a rock and starting to be nursed. And the rest of you,
sort of like,
can I get that engineering check again?
Yeah, you sure can. Why not?
As you try and build the bridge.
Let me see. Intelligence, engineering.
Is it a lower check because we've built so much of the bridge?
Yeah, it's actually a lower check because you have one less dice because there's now one less person helping you. But you did manage to get two extra logs.
Welcome.
So the challenge level is reduced.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I have two dice.
So you're looking for three.
Does Arden help at all? Oh,
no,
three.
He's chilling.
Come on.
Yay!
Over the next few hours, you successfully build the bridge. And eventually...
Means Brad is like a counterweight for moving some of the logs or something.
At the start of... Brad will wake up next episode. For now, he's still being quiet.
It's okay. It's in the family.
The worst part is the viewers don't know this. But, well, some of them do, obviously. We recorded the 4 episodes in a row because you guys have been away. So my experience is now going to be Brad is suspended
sleeping
in time without pants.
Yeah.
And
for, a month. So I just had a question, which is who's now at the front of the marching order?
It actually was
Stormy.
Me,
yes,
but
yeah.
Is that...
No, that
okay.
won't count.
Okay.
So Stormy's at the front. As you are all heading, you sort of are like waiting, you finish the bridge, you get to the other... You just wander to the other side. Arden's looking after Brad for a moment. You get to the other side of the bridge and look around. Melanie's egg starts to wobble. And then... It starts to wobble even more. It starts to shake even more. Can you make an acuity check?
Watch me roll just as bad as everyone else has tonight. Bye.
Cutie. But she gets a bonus for cutie checks.
Do
right?
a cutie check.
Acuity reflexes.
Checks. They're my favourite now.
Yeah.
It's also the one. It's the one skill where people are like, "What's acuity?" But it'll be the thing where everyone's like, "Oh, cutie."
Spotting cuties.
Oh no!
I rolled one, but it was a critical success.
All right. Well, you're looking for two.
Okay.
So.
Do you burn the knack?
Yeah, I will actually.
Knack. Yeah.
Don't.
Oh, okay. Just
it's not
don't.
Worth it. Okay. So, because it won't save anything, it'll just mean you see something before it happens that you're not going to be able to stop.
Sure.
You see the bottom of the egg, and this little foot pops out bottom of the egg. You barely see anything though, because you just see this bit of egg get popped out. And then as you hold the egg in your hands...
Oh my god.
A massive dark shape swoops down and grabs the egg out of your hands and lifts it into the air. huge saurian wings are flapping. Deal. Make a strength check. Make a strength check. Challenge level four. Challenge level four.
Melanie's been holding onto this thing like for so long. She'll have the strength of never.
Melanie drops to the ground as it's pulled out of your reach.
This
massive Aerodactyl, although you don't know what it is, this prehistoric beast grabs the egg in its feet, flaps away, and then flies over. And at the edge, at the end of this route, looking up to the north, you see this mountain pass, this tall, craggy pass, as this Aerodactyl drops the egg into its nest and alights at the top, and then screeches into the sky as if in challenge. And in the next episode...
In a
month from now...
Now you know what it feels like.
Well, we all, a week for your viewers.
We all now have vendettas against Pokemon. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, okay, so hands up. Which is your rival Pokemon? Mine's a Shellos.
And that thing, Aerodactyl.
Aerodactyl.
Mine's a Shroomish.
Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Hunter.
No, I love that Victor's just like... I'm fine with Mr. Mime. It was kind of cool.
That was
as we cut to black, there's just Melanie on the ground, just punching us. It should have been me.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens in the next episode.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Goodbye.
Bye. Ooh.